Let's talk about your audience and the audience specifically to KKPL. Do you have a target audience in mind, and were you consciously trying to communicate with them through KKPL? And how, and can you gauge whether that approach of yours was successful or not?
To begin with, I think Ikamatra has established its own, with its identity. I think we have a good audienceship. I mean, over the years, we have people who have been consistently coming to our shows, and because the way Ikamatra has evolved and, you know, keep rebranding itself somehow, its identity, you know, opening up to even non-Malays working with the company, and then it certainly opens up more doors to for other people to work with us. So for KKPL, because of it attracted quite certain specific group of people, I must say. This is because, like, one, you have in the publicity, you know, the actors are all wearing tudung, you know, so that may raise certain, you know, eyebrows or certain, you know, in people. Two, you have a male playing a female character and wearing the tudung, you see. So I'm not going to say that is cheap publicity or whatever. That is the truth, you see. People ask me, like, you know, why do you get a male playing a female character? You know, why don't you get a female? You know, for me, there are certain... That's why when I picture this character, this Masinda, you know, he has... I mean, this character, she has this both masculinity and femininity in her, you see, that's why I think we casted a perfect role in Najib lah. You know, he managed to kind of thread both the, you know, without over exaggerating the masculinity or even or underpinning the femininity in yeah.